as we look in on the world situation and how it affects us right here in Oklahoma. It's amazing what Greece can, how it can influence us. And John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee, and Leach to talk about that. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Amazing how things can change in just a few days. Last week, the markets were celebrating the, quote, fix that they'd come up with for the European debt crisis. And, of course, yesterday the market got hammered. It was down 276. It's going to be a really ugly opening this morning. Right now, Dow futures are down about 200 points. And there's a couple of reasons for that, neither of which are very much fun to talk about this early in the morning. One of them is that the Greece prime minister has decided to put up the for a public referendum, the public get to vote on the deal that's been worked out. And, of course, if you've seen some of the headlines and as well as some of the video, you know that there's a lot of social unrest because of the austerity measurements that Greece has been forced to adopt. And really nobody's happy over this because of the also the private investors that hold Greek debt are being forced to take a, quote, 50% haircut or a write-down. So there's some anticipation that in only 5 days, this whole thing has fallen apart after being celebrated last week. And the other thing the market's very much worried about this morning is the bankruptcy filing of MF Global. You probably have never even heard of them, but just a few days ago, MF Global was considered to be big enough and strong enough that they were one of the 22 primary government securities dealers that the Treasury did their auctions through. That company is headed up by John Corzine, who is the former chairman of Goldman Sachs, the former Democratic senator from New Jersey, and he took over the job at MF Global in March of 2010 after he lost his re-election bid for governor of New Jersey to Chris Christie, who is someone that a lot of people have been trying to draft into running for the presidency. But what's really disturbing about what's happening with MF Global is that not only were they forced to file bankruptcy after losing 67% of their market value in about 6 days, but what's happened is there's about somewhere between $700 to $1 billion of customer funds missing. It looks like on a preliminary basis is what the regulators are saying. Now, why is this company broke when just a few days ago they were considered to be strong enough to be a primary government security dealer? Well, John Corzine, when he took over the company, decided to remold the company into a major player. So that it turns out that the company has acquired over $6 billion of European sovereign debt. That is, they bought at discounts the government bonds of Spain and Ireland and et cetera. And, of course, they may eventually be right. He was betting on the recovery and the workout of the situation that the European countries would come to the rescue of these countries. But in the meantime, there's been kind of a run on the bank, and it doesn't look like they're going to survive. There are some earnings numbers that are out this morning. I don't want this to be all bad news. Dunkin' Donuts reporting numbers that are quite good, and, of course, they're coming to our market soon. Pfizer, a major drug company, of course, reporting very strong numbers. Global revenue up 7%. They beat Wall Street's expectations. And Allstate, even though they had $691 million of catastrophe losses in the third quarter, still had very, very good numbers, and their market, their stock was up and after hours trading last night. So it's not all bad news, but the focus this morning is, are there other firms on Wall Street that have the same exposure to Greek and other European sovereign debt, and what's going to happen with this whole situation with this public referendum and vote on the workout situation in Greece?
All right, John. Well, no question. Back and forth we go on that, and I'm just telling you, it's amazing that something so far away has such an influence on America. It used to be the one that really pushed the dominoes around the world. We're getting pushed like a domino.
That's exactly right.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
That's John Taylor of Stern, Agee, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 782-2527. 479-782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.